So, last time was a wild ride through the gallery again, and ended up here, interacting with some cannibals along the way, and upon crossing the blackness here, unfortunate Begor lost an eye, but gained something else.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he now has like a quartz jagged stone eye, which still functions, even when removed from his head. But it's a little uncomfortable.
Don't forget to mention, we do know for a fact it works when not in his head. Not just
yes.
The one situation we didn't try, that we didn't test if it works while it's not in his head and he's an animal.
Well, I mean, we took it out of his head when he was a bear, so...
I thought we did that when he wasn't a bear.
No, he was a bear.
No, I was a bear.
Never mind, then.
So how did he get this eye?
He stuck his head into the freaking magical blackness that an evil hummingbird kept telling him was safe.
After I already did so...
In my defense, the bird came after.
Yeah, but then you stuck your head in again.
Yeah, that wasn't the brightest.
I mean, I don't know after I already did and rolled 2 constitution checks for it.
Although I gotta say, my favorite part was the wax statue where I pulled his arm off and then made it into a shield.
Which he proceeded to... kind of eat, but it was more just stuffing it inside of his torso. Yeah. Gallery is a strange place. But when this massive crystal orb fell off of this rotating sculpture that's coming in and out of the darkness, it rolled through and blasted a hole in this wall. And you could tell from the difference of the structure of the floor and the walls looking through here, it is a different area of the dungeon.
Hey guys, I think that's a different area of the dungeon.
That seems to be just fine.
So, we can't really go through the other door on the north because of the black thing in the middle. So...
I don't want to test if we have to roll constitution saves again.
Yeah, that doesn't seem good.
I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? You get another black eye?
I mean, worst thing happens is that we all get our eyes turned into quartz, and then for some reason they stop working.
I mean, I'm not going in there.
Yeah, maybe one works, but not both of them.
Huh.
Can I? I don't... Oh, no. No, I don't have, like, an arcana proficiency. Is there any way that I can know if this eye... also shows stuff to someone else?
That's a good question, but
I'm guessing it will have to be someone with arcana, right?
Yeah, I think I'd want somebody who has arcana proficiency to check that.
And I think we still have no arcane casters, so...
Well... All's good if it ends good, so let's go.
I can check if it's a religious symbol. How's that sound?
Do you suspect that things turning to quartz is a religious thing?
No, but I could check if it is.
You just walk up to the quartz eye and you're like, excuse me, have you heard about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Did it respond?
The eye does not have a mouth, unfortunately.
Alright, well, since our entire goal here in the gallery was to get through the gallery, I guess we're going to go through the hole there.
I'm gonna keep the crystal eye closed in the meantime. Like, just in case.
Okay, sure.
Alright,
and we need a cloud
noise. I will try to stealth ahead, I guess.
Oh, wait. Okay. I have a perfect idea. Alright. So,
like Balga, pulling my eye out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you're going to keep your eye closed, I could pop it out for you and we can put it in a bag.
No, we should put it in the bag of holding. I've always wondered what it looked like inside the bag of holding.
I kind of want to see that too.
Okay, but then he could never close that eye, and he would only see forever.
We don't know.
I will see into infinity. Or just the bottom of the bag.
Probably just the volume of the bag. It's an extra dimensional space, not infinite space. On the other hand, I'll just start rolling with saves.
I'm still gonna keep my eye with me, just in case, because I don't trust... Like, right now, I don't trust Dornav.
What did I do?
You pull it out of my head.
It was for your own good. That's a pretty good reason. I gave it back.
I just interjected myself, but I'm assuming I am with the body.
Yes, you were just a silent participant before, and now you have.
I was just staring down. I was just staring at them when they were fighting everyone.
I don't really have a better way to do that.
That's remember the time that you went to the corner and just looked at it? Like that.
Yeah. I was stuck in a hypnotic state.
Did we actually even get into any fights last time? I don't think we did.
Oh, good. Sorry.
No, but Dornob did blow a couple of his fingers off against himself.
Oh, yes. There's a painting with negative images of the whole party in it. And when a negative image of it touches, it was like a kind of a mirror up to a shadow plane or whatever. But when something from this place contacts something from that place, bad things happen.
Bad things like explosions.
Dornov lost some fingers.
Which ones?
I think I blew off my pinky and my middle finger?
I can't remember. I don't think we specified.
I remember it was two fingers.
Yes,
but...
whichever fingers you want to lose. Yeah. So looking into this next section.
As I said, I'll stealth that a little bit.
The floor is made of like a different kind of tile, maybe like a light blue shade. The lights, there's no torches here. It's all lamps that are all covered, and there's also some cages that have like a moving light source inside of them. I'm gonna try just so you have a little context to draw. But you're kind of walking into a hallway place.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I thought I'd lost connection.
Something like this. So you've got kind of a room up here, which I'll just write number one on, and a room down here, which I'll write number two on. So the southern area... Yeah, so you don't have too much of a problem sneaking into the hallway. I will ask you to have a stealth check, which you have done already. So no one is here in the hall right this second, but to the south appears like it is... there is a tile mosaic on one of the walls. Some of them are chipped... Some of them have other imperfections, but they all mostly show kind of like a dark night sky. So it's a lot of black, so a little bit of small dots of white, and you kind of just are gazing into the infinite stellar blackness. Keeping this room very dark. And that's the south room. The northern one is completely full of different kind of lamps. Some of them are dark, but some of them are also lit. Like I said before, these are oil lamps that are covered. There are also several cages in here. Some of them are empty, and some of them have some kind of red light source fluttering around inside.
Is the bird, the crystal bird, still around?
You cannot see it.
I think it went off into the blackness last time.
No, it went this way.
By the way, we haven't found any weapons or, like, armor or anything, right?
Right. Why do you ask?
No, just question. Okay. Just that I have a dagger, but I think it's the one that they gave us at the beginning.
Yes. So that is what you immediately see in the nearby. Do you want to keep scouting, or you just want to start heading in a direction?
I think once I recognize that there's no one else in the immediate area, I'll go back, probably just start heading somewhere, I guess, depending on what the party feels like.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything, like, too big, and I'm not touching that light either, so exits.
We'll say that the room that you're in now, like over here, has two exits to these two rooms, and both of those have, the top one has like two ways you can go, and the bottom one has two different ways you can go.
Can I peek in the one on top to see what's there? Like, only the lights?
Yeah, you see lamps, kind of, some hang from the ceiling, some piled up on the floor. Some are stuck on poles, kind of just around the middle of the room. And if you do want to peek in the other door to see what the adjacent ones look like?
No, maybe from here, like, kind of hiding. Can I try to light everything in the room with the druidcraft? See if anything reacts or comes up?
Yes. So the room brightens up a bit. With the extra light, there is one larger lamp in the center of the room that's hanging from a chain on the ceiling. And you can kind of see there are two paths next to here. One is kind of a little bit upwards and one's a little downwards. So from here you can see a little bit into the upwards one, which you might see someone, some kind of figure in there.
Okay, step back and I tell everybody about it.
Alright, so that was in, like, a room beyond room one?
Yes, it would be kind of a little above room one.
So what did the figure look like?
Wrapped. He was, from what you could see from the... Well, roll perception check, Bagor.
Got it. Whoa.
It was wrapped entirely in a light-colored cloth. It did have a protruding face and a tail. This is some kind of lizard mummy. Lizard man mummy.
Oh, mummy?
But it wasn't moving.
Maybe rocking back and forth a little bit. You also faintly hear... off in the distance, a little chime sound that kind of echoes through these halls.
Yeah, I don't trust that. Maybe go the other way?
It sounds so pretty.
You're likely to find some. Well, if there's that's a lizard cook, then at least we know we're in the right general area. Though, yeah, direct confrontation is probably not the best idea.
Although maybe we can ask about the kids and leave that behind, finally.
I mean, if they capture the kids, which I think is the current going theory, then they're probably not going to be too friendly.
True. So, we go the other way or try to avoid that guy?
I'm thinking the other way for now.
Yeah, sure. I'm fine with avoiding conflict.
So, this room down here is very dark. The tile painted panels absorb a little bit more light than they should. But it is pretty, well, it's pretty. The room next to it. So there's a long hallway that goes much further in this direction, and then there's a room directly next to it. So this room right next to you, if you peek outside the door, is a floor mosaic of some kind of snake on the ground.
This place is really fond of the floor mosaic.
Like
snakes.
So you could avoid this mosaic by not going north and instead go further west.
Is it just like a regular snake, or is it like an Ouroboros?
Is it eating its own tail?
It is not. It kind of just curls from the southern side of the section back and forth along the floor to the northern side of that room that it's in. It also has some kind of arcane runes on it. So it is in some way magical.
Shocking.
The snake's magical?
Yes.
Given that we are in a place called the Maze of the Blue Medusa, I'm not particularly enthused by dealing with any kind of snakes, even ones that are like...
How do you know the name of this place?
I was going to say, like, do we know the name of this place yet?
I think, some of the people early on, like, the blue half-dragon woman kind of, like, said, welcome to the Maze of the Blue Medusa, or something.
But, and Dornov, when, like, we came, like, a month or so ago.
Maybe kind of the chained up naked woman might have mentioned it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, we kind of killed the son of the Medusa.
And we know for a fact that there is a Medusa in charge of this place.
Yeah, but we don't know if they're egotistical. You know? If they had a more creative name.
I mean, so, either way, I know there's Medusa involved, so.
Are we going to try to avoid the snake also? Because I can tell you, I am not a stealther.
I think he cut out there.
We could smash it.
The snake is not like a three-dimensional being. It is just a painting on the mosaic floor.
Oh, okay. But it looks magical. Is it moving?
It does not appear to be moving.
Oh.
If I step into the room, does it react?
Some of the runes on the snake kind of light up.
Yeah, at this point, we don't have any reason not to go the other way.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely go this way and hope that this painting doesn't come alive. Instead of dealing with the thing that is actually alive.
There's another door out of this room, right?
Yes, there's a hallway to the west. The snake room leads to the north.
So yeah, before trying to deal with the snake mosaic floor thing, I'd rather see what other options we have.
The hallway to the left, the first door that you see would be... on your left, leading to the south. And that leads to a massive room, which you can tell by the architecture is back inside the gallery. But there is more hallway proceeding on westwards, which will lead to a room north. But this gallery room to the south appears to have... it is... a extremely extraordinarily large room. There is a kind of a floating path. You kind of look down into darkness. You can't see the floor of this room, but there's a floating path that leads up into a winding three-dimensional labyrinth of platforms that are stacked on top of each other.
So about that snake?
But the hallway does continue west to go to another room. Continuing west would lead you to... it looks like there's some kind of floor mosaic in progress. There's some... a blue sun over... like, half the room is... shows, like, a blue sun setting over a blue ocean. But it kind of... like, half of it in the left side is done. But, somebody else started doing another color sunset on another half of the room and, like, stopped. It's kind of just like a mishmash of attempted sunset mosaics that were never fully finished.
Dealing with someone with ADHD here.
Possibly. Dating
artists, which is probably worse.
So, mummy, snake, or more mosaics?
I don't like any of these options, which really shouldn't surprise me at this point.
So,
I say we go to the room that's relatively empty.
The mosaic?
Fine, I'll go first.
Yeah, the mosaic.
You step out onto... is this the sunset mosaic room or the snake mosaic?
Snake.
Okay, so you head back the hallway to the snake room.
I thought that's where we were going. Or did I misunderstand which mosaic we were talking about?
You might be.
I didn't think we'd come to a decision yet, but if you want to go there, that's fine.
Yeah, let's
go. I have a crystal light. I don't have like the best choices in the game. So to the snake.
Sure. Sounds fine to me. I'll take the first step.
You kind of step onto, you can't help on this side of the room to really step on any part of the snake because it's bunched up on the side. And the runes light up. Would you like to make an attempt to interpret them?
Sure. Arcana, I'm guessing?
Yes.
How is a 7?
These runes are associated somehow with knowledge.
Huh.
Did any different runes light up when he stepped in from the time that I did?
It appears to be the same.
Is there an exit to this room?
Yes, yeah, straight across the room as the snake winds northward. Its head kind of points directly towards an archway to another room.
I say we leave this room before anything happens. Or at least more things happen. I will go first. Just walking down the snake, I guess.
I cast resistance on him before he walks.
Thank you.
Okay, be good, and I push him.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing directly happens to you. You...
perfect.
Some of the runes light up different colors. And around, like, a quarter of the way through, kind of they all just go out, but you keep walking towards the other side of the room.
Okay.
And okay. Yep.
Everything's good.
You don't feel any different.
I wave to everyone behind me. I think it's safe.
I walk straight up to him.
Do you follow the snake or kind of just walk straight towards it?
Doorknob walks along the snake.
Okay. It's pretty much the same process. The runes light up as soon as you step on. But as you take some steps, they start like flashing some different runes light up, and eventually it kind of just stops and the runes all disable around a quarter to a third the way through, and you just keep on walking through and you meet up with Wodar or
Ovek.
Ovek. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yes. I will have you two on the other side of the room make a perception check.
The ones who haven't walked, or the ones who
the
haven't?
Ones who have already walked across.
I was a three.
Can you also make a check, Dornoff?
Oh.
Perception, please.
Nice.
Someone from the north is coming to you. You hear footsteps, and around the corner turns a lizard man mummy. This one's a little short, maybe 5 feet tall, which is, I guess, short for a lizard man. But to you dwarves, it's a respectable height. And it looks like it's walking directly towards you.
As in, like, it noticed us?
Yes. You hear a little quietly, but you hear him talking as he's approaching you. And Dornoff, you make out, like, who are you?
Hello, I'm Dornoff.
Can we see this from the other side?
Yes, you will see it about now.
Alright.
How far is it to where they are?
The snake room is about maybe 30 or 40 feet from south to north.
Okay, I'm gonna start walking towards them to be ready, because I don't have anything with that range. So I'm gonna start walking to them.
Alright, when I see him, I'm gonna try to hide around the corner and look around to see if there's anyone on this side.
Bagur, can you make a perception check yourself, please?
Sure. 15.
You hear from further north, past wherever this mummy man came from, and you would recognize this mummy man appears to be the same one you saw before, the one that you see, but you hear another voice from further north saying, "What is going on in there?"
Can I signal to Athas, like, without saying anything, that there's more? Like, lift two fingers behind me?
Okay. So eventually this mummy man catches up and is... Do I have tokens for...
Is a really nice person and he's just here to help?
Oh, isn't he beautiful?
Yes.
So,
I have to say, those don't make me think of lizard.
Yeah. There's not really tokens for... Free tokens available for lizard men. But... so yes, this one that is now right in front of you, you can kind of see clearly that he's wrapped up. He also has, between the wrappings, in some parts of his body, there are papers kind of sticking through, and you can see ink on them, but not really get the words that are on those papers. From his voice, he kind of just sounds a little tired. But he says, "Well, Dornoff, what are you doing here?"
"What?
Friend of yours?
You know this man?"
Did I say my name when I said hello?
I think you did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you said, "Hi, I'm Dornoff."
I was like, wait a second, I'm pretty sure I said, "Hello."
No, you said your name.
Oh, you know. Trapped here by a wizard. trying to get out. How about you?
No, I mean, what are you doing here?
Oh, like, right now, I'm just walking on a snake, just exploring with my friends, having a good time,
This is our snake. And from behind, you can now see this other lizard. Ooh, okay. Ooh, yes. Another lizard man who is approaching and says, "What is going on in there?" Says, "What are these mammals doing in here?"
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was your snake. If you could kindly point us to the exit of this infernal maze, we would be on our way.
Well, I don't know. I haven't archived an exit to the maze yet that I know of. This is the one behind, the newest one speaking. You can exit this place just down that hall to your left, which would be the kind of the three-dimensional labyrinth that you saw while walking through that hallway.
Is he telling the truth? Can I check that?
You may roll inside if you want.
Okay.
Yes, if you'd like a hunter's mark, you can do that. Mark off your spell slot.
Preparing for the worst.
Oh, yeah. It's got an hour duration, so why not?
So, you're not from inside the maze, then?
No, no. In fact, none of my friends here are. We're all trapped by the same wizard. How is it you folks got here?
Well, it was long, long, long ago. You're from the outside world.
Yep.
Well, if you want access to the library, you would need verifiable authority in order to let you see all the books and contents inside here.
Oh, but we love books and contents.
You know, any important authority in the maze would do.
Can I persuade them to let us, like, you know, have a peek into the library? And just, like, you know, have, like, 5 minutes in the library.
I say first, surely you're all an authority. What can I do to earn your trust? I mean, you all live in a library. Surely you must be intellects of the highest order.
Highest caliber.
Question, did we get the name of the Mongai face?
Of who?
The guy whose kids are lost.
His name, I believe, was Torgos Zeus.
It's risky to say it.
These guys say, well, flattery will not get you into the library. You need written permission. And I guess you could roll your persuasion check, Ovek, but it would be difficult.
Yes. Damn it.
So, I guess I'm trying to kiss up to them. I guess that's a persuasion too, right?
Yeah, I'd say you would be maybe you would be assisting his persuasion to give him advantage. Let me just take a check what's in an adjacent room and see if there's something interesting here. Okay, it says, you can have a taste of what we have to offer, but I'm afraid we can't allow you access to the library at this time. And the bigger one from behind kind of stretches his lizard hand into inside of his wrappings and pulls out a crumpled up bit of paper. And he hands it to the one in front of him, the smaller one, who hands it to whichever of the two of you are in front.
I mean, they're talking to me, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he kind of just hands you a crumpled up piece of paper.
Okay, what's it say?
This appears to be pretty complex and crazy theoretical mathematical paper.
Okay, so I interpret it as just gibberish that doesn't really mean anything.
Okay.
Because I'm a minor. I don't know none of any of this.
Yeah, it's all like symbols and just single letters, X's and Y's and A's and B's.
And what is this supposed to mean? This is all gibberish.
Well, maybe our archives aren't for you anyway, then. You better get on your way.
Well, now you're trying to fool me. I don't appreciate that. I was being cordial with you.
The smaller mummy reaches inside of his wrappings and pulls out something from there. It's another crumpled up piece of paper, and he hands that to you instead. And he kind of holds his hand out, expecting you to give the other piece of paper back.
All right. I give him the other piece of paper back. What's this new
one? This new one.
Is that a picture?
He is stuffed. It's a prologue to his speech. So it's kind of just mentioning the people there, the location, and like trying to get people ready for this is for you can get hints through the context, like a speech about like a general would give to his soldiers before war.
Well, that's very nice, but it doesn't help me any.
And that is a good summary of our archives. So if it's not for you, perhaps you should be going.
Well, it's not for me, but I'm not going to speak for the rest of my friends. They want what's in there.
Nonetheless, really without your written permission from someone important in the maze, you will not be allowed to access it.
I'm so sorry. I cannot really read, but we are on a mission from someone who needs help recovering his sons, and we would really like if you could help us. Maybe, I don't know, have you seen someone with like a his face looks like a moon, maybe small like a kid. Or maybe do you have something like today's date, but in stars?
Were you asking for the star date?
Yeah.
Yes, they found a like a room that, I forgot what the word is for it, but it's like a model of a foreign solar system. And they had reason to suspect that if they aligned it correctly with today's date, it would reveal something.
Can you also find me a captain's log?
Space.
That might have the star date in it.
So their response, they kind of look at each other after you mention the sons. And one of them calls for someone else, like shouting from behind, calls for Naja, you should get in here. And yet another mummified person. This one is a little bit more snake-like than lizard-like, but still kind of just slithers down from about the same direction that the rest of them came.
I signal to Athas that there's another one.
Alright. At this point, I'm going to make sure I have my bow out and ready, though I'm still going to stay hidden.
Well, you know, the knowledge in our archives, for example, your astrological information is available for people who have written information. You can take the knowledge, you cannot take anything else.
Perfect.
Works for us. I mean, for them. I don't really know how to, like, would you be so kind to write it down for me?
Yeah. So they might have some picture books for you.
Unfortunately, the knowledge within our library is only available for people who have written permission of someone important inside the maze, as I've said before.
I was gonna get one of those, but I don't know how to read. I thought it wasn't important.
You keep suggesting different reasons why this library is not for you. All are extremely valid.
Damn it. Well, I'm out. What do you guys have?
I'm bored.
So we just need written permission from anyone important in the maze?
Yes.
Important? Like, who exactly? Can you give us, like, a name or something? Maybe we can go ask?
Well, any of the three sisters would probably do, or some of the three liches, or the Medusa herself.
I was an important person outside the maze, so now that I'm inside the maze, I'm an important person inside the maze.
Well, perhaps if you gain access to the maze, I might like to interview you and see who you were outside the maze.
Perfect. We can do a trade of information.
Perhaps.
Sure. Can we do a negotiation for a trade of information?
If you have permission to the knowledge of the archives, then we may be able to help you.
Okay. Do I have a piece of paper on me?
Let's just write a fucking note and say, from King Gerdiger.
I don't know if any of you would specifically have a piece of paper on you.
I know I would, but I'm currently not in that room, so.
Yeah.
Inside the bag of holding would be like a magical scroll.
Yeah, those are probably not good to write notes on.
Yeah. And you also have this piece of paper that has parts of a prologue to a speech on it.
That perfect. Does it have a backside?
It's blank on the backside.
Okay. Do I have a writing utensil?
Somebody in your party would probably have like charcoal or.
Yeah. I know. Again, I have some, but then I'm not right there either.
Yes.
I tell the mummies, we'll be back and we'll get the permission that you want. Okay? And I put my thumb up as a symbol of recognition of our friendship.
They do not put their thumbs up, but the snake-like one kind of just slithers away.
Okay.
They're kind of just watching you. And
we will.
It seems like they're probably going to follow you and make sure you leave.
Let's back away slowly while facing them.
As you back up over the snake, it does light up in a similar way, but nothing happens.
And they're still following us?
Yes.
Do you know what this thing is? Why is it lighting up?
That is the knowledge, part of the knowledge of our library, which you would be privy to if you had permission.
If I had permission.
Written permission.
Okay. Yes, yes. From someone important.
From someone important. Inside the maze.
So I stand next to Ovek, and I whisper, these creatures are insufferable. You should just kill them.
No need for that. And then it looks like someone already did the job.
Should we do it again?
We can get through this peacefully. It's okay. We got this. All right. Continue backing up, and I assume that Azus is still hiding, right?
Yeah, and I'll kind of go off to the right side a little bit as you guys come to the doors to give you space to help.
How
far do they follow us?
The lizard man is kind of, once you're at the bottom of the snake, they're pointing westwards to the hallway that has the three-dimensional maze to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the exit they know of. They must not know about this new hole in the wall.
Oh, they want us to go into the maze.
Yes, they want you to leave their area. So they're pointing in that direction.
Okay. Can I enter the entrance of the 3D maze?
Sure.
I guess the exit, depending on how you see it. And I motion to everyone that is seen by them to follow me.
I'll try to
very well
stay hidden in the night sky room.
Yeah.
Just go like, bye, and then go.
So, as you're kind of walking along this floating pathway, from the outside, it looked insanely complex. But as you're walking along, you don't see any branching paths. It's just a single path that winds up and down, sideways, and all of that.
Can you really call that a maze?
One sec. I'll be right back.
Okay. And as you kind of go down this up and down, you eventually reach some kind of center room where you are on a single path overlooking about 100 feet down. There's a platform with a strange throne in the middle of it. It's lit by some kind of white fire that's trapped inside of some clear orbs.
So and the fire's magic?
It's white.
Oh, okay.
So it's not 100% natural. There's a lizard man in there.
This is a throne made of stone?
It's made of, it's got like a stone base, and there's like some structure that's made of bone, some structure that's made of other types of stone. Like there's probably some obsidian in there, there's some cast metal in there. It's a strange mishmash of different architectural kind of different eras of civilization.
Does any of the metal look valuable?
Some of it looks like mostly just some iron, some copper. Doesn't appear to be anything rare like gold. Behind the throne is also a mess of black drawers.
So while they were going through that pathway, what were the lizardmen doing back?
After the rest of the party was out of earshot, they kind of just talked to each other. They were talking about I wonder if those people caused that noise we heard earlier. Good thing we had the glyph maze to let us know of their presence.
Alright. Like, and are they hanging around near that entrance, or did they?
They walked back over the snake.
Alright. Like a minute or two after they do, I'll
leave and go back to join the group.
And you almost just, like, don't see them, and you can barely see them. It was only, like, a minute, but it's just such a crazy sight. But as you also discover, it seems to just be a singular path with no branches.
I'm back.
So, Bagur, right now you are overlooking approximately 100 feet down and off, like, to one of the sides. There's a large platform with a lizard man with a crown sitting on a strange throne, and there's some black drawers behind him.
Okay.
And the pathway for the platform labyrinth does continue onwards.
I thought there was something. There's someone sitting at the throne.
Yes, there's a lizard. Not wrapped up in cloth like a mummy. He seems to have almost white. You could see it used to be green, but this is a very, very old being. It's kind of almost a translucent white skin. And, like, you know, you see the wrinkles in its scaly flesh, even from 100 feet away.
I didn't realize that scales can wrinkle.
Well, the skin behind it can.
Sure. So have we gotten close enough for it to notice us?
Were you guys kind of quietly or slowly walking along the maze, or quickly?
I would get slowly. Just to see, like, if Athens tries to cuts back up to us.
Yeah, he caught up a good, like, 20 minutes before you reached the center of the room.
Mm-hmm. On the maze, I want to be marking, like, with, what is the secret language that I know?
Druidic.
In Druidic. I want to be marking, like, the way in case something changes.
Okay, yeah.
This way forward. You
drew it.
This way back. I'm guessing, like, it's just, like, pictures.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's like a magical language, right? Or something.
Though the best part is, like, he doesn't even realize he's reading them. It's all his life. He's just thought he can't. He's illiterate. But he actually can read Druidic. So he just has to think about his reading. I can't wait for the day that he actually opens the book and says, huh, these are nice pictures. I understand what these mean.
That will be fun.
Why would someone put pictures in a book? Aren't books for words?
Maybe I find something like that in the library.
All right. So how long is this, like, maze?
It took about 20 minutes to get to this point.
Okay. And there's nothing interesting in
the
And
you've circled, like, you could see this room in the distance, but it was kind of always blocked by other paths, so you couldn't really tell,
sure,
like, what was going on. So you wouldn't know if this is close to the beginning, close to the end, or somewhere in the middle, but you've gotten this.
Okay.
Far. Also, during the walk...
In front of us.
What was that?
The throne, is it kind of like down, like with a drop, or?
Yeah, there's like probably maybe like a 70-foot drop, and like it's also off to one of the sides. You are all viewing it from the same perspective. You're not like walking over it, but he's about 100 feet away.
All right.
Would you like to get his attention or just keep walking?
Does he look friendly?
Because you're far enough away, and if you're walking slowly,
Does he look friendly?
He's kind of just sitting on his throne, like scratching his face. Does he look important?
He's on his throne, right?
Yeah, he has a crown on his head.
Okay, I have a plan. I have a plan, guys.
I'm all ears.
Let's walk up to this fine kingly gentleman and get permission from him.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Can he go out on a limb and guess that he's one of the three liches they mentioned?
What?
He Yeah, they said like people like the
The three sisters, the three liches, or the Medusa herself. Medusa,
yeah.
Are liches good?
Generally not.
Also, you've experienced that, like, kind of to be interrupted by other things, kind of just walking around the maze, but here you have not noticed anyone or much of anything else. Although you do still feel, because this part of the maze is within the gallery, you've been hungry this time, and you've had a couple meals getting to this point.
Is there a way from at a distance to tell if this is a friendly, probably a lich, or if this is a mean person? Like, are there any, like, you know, bones of adventurers laying around his throne?
No, it's mostly organized and plain, other than the black dresser that's full of drawers and his throne and the white light sources.
Is he just sitting on the throne? Is he doing anything on it?
So occasionally he, like, reaches over and, like, scratches his arm a little bit.
Does he look bored?
A little bit.
Okay.
I need you to take one for the team. Go entertain the king.
Yes. I'll go entertain the king. You guys stay hidden in case things go sideways. Athos, I have no idea how bows are going to work in this three-dimensional nonsense. But best of luck to you.
Well, short range on a long bow is apparently 120 feet, so I should be okay.
Yeah, but like, if gravity is broken here.
Right.
We'll see. Okay. Anyone else want to join me, actually? You know, buddy system?
I can go.
All right, perfect. Let's go.
Well, how are you planning on getting down this 60 or 70 foot drop?
Okay, I believe that actually there's supposed to be, like, this is almost kind of like a stone room, and even though he's several hundred, or not several hundred, but like a good feet behind you, there's a stone wall, and it looks like there's a pretty worn pathway down the wall, like kind of chiseled footholds, and at some places stairs that you could get down there if you're careful.
Okay.
Maybe the person with the demon eye should not go up to him.
Is it the demon eye? Oh, okay, I have an idea. Can I get like some cloth out of my adventurer's kit? And then make like a bandage out of it? And make Bulgur an eye patch?
Yeah, that's pretty easy to do. What do you have that you're kind of disassembling for that?
I assume like I still have a bedcloth.
Seems reasonable. Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
I tear it up a bit, and then I make Bogle a eye patch and hand it to him. You can use this to hide that weird eye you have.
Fine. And I put it on.
And before they go down, I'll make sure they have like writing paper and writing thing.
Okay.
Also, do we have rope, right?
Yes.
Is our rope long enough to make the whole journey? Wait, so are we climbing up or down?
Downwards.
Okay. Is our rope long enough to help us through the whole journey downwards?
If a couple of you were to tie your ropes together.
I've got a total of like 200 feet on me, so.
Yeah. And I think I had 50 more.
Yeah, so just in case, let's tie some ropes to us in case we ever accidentally fall, so that we have some safety. You know, that's what my uncle always said: safety first. it sounds better in Dwarven.
I know what you mean, friend.
Yes.
I too remember the things my father used to say to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hurry up, pretty father, fathers and uncles, and can we go, maybe?
Fine, we'll see how long the rope stays attached up here, then.
What are you trying to connect it to up here? It's a kind of just a floating stone pathway.
I figured the ones of us up here were just going to kind of hold the thing.
Oh, so you're not all going? Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's go down.
If need be, I can always hammer a piton and attach the rope to that.
With the help of the rope, you don't really have too much problem climbing down. And you make enough noise that you kind of catch this lizard's attention as he's coming down.
Does he do anything while we go down? And he has seen us?
He kind of struggles to stand up.
Okay.
Can I try to use my shortness and like the angle above it to try to stay out of his view, like by staying back on the path or something?
Yes, you can do that, especially due to how high above you or above him you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who's going down just again for me?
Ovek and Balgor, I believe.
Balgor.
Okay. Yeah. And he says, as you are nearly down there, hello there.
Hello. My name is Ovek Manyloads, and this is my friend, Balgor.
Hello.
What is your name? As I say that while bowing.
I am Kinixis Zateki. I'll type that just to...
Yeah. I think you need to type that.
I think there's more than a couple of apostrophes in there.
Probably.
What up, KZ? It's a good thing I'm not down there because I would have actually said that.
Okay. Sir... Kinexes, I think. Ooh, that's a hard word to say. What are you doing down here by yourself?
I am guarding the entrance to the Lizard Archives.
Perfect. Because we are requesting permission to enter the Lizard Archives.
Oh, well. That's not really my place.
You definitely look important, and librarians there told us that if we wanted to enter the library, we needed written permission from someone important in the maze.
Oh, yes, I'm important, or I was. I'm really the Reptile King, but I'm also the last living one of us.
Oh, wow.
But I don't control the library. The Medusa does. Rules that the undead swords enforce.
Do you want to say something about Balgor?
Oh, I just kneel when he says he's a king.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm not your king, silly.
Oh, it's just, sorry. People used to do this when we meet kings, even if they're not
I'm
my
not
kings,
so
because
sure
I come
I'm
from
a king
a forest.
Anymore. I have no people of my own.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. How long have you been in this maze for?
Well, it's hard to tell time, but
that's true.
It feels like forever.
Sure.
I feel you on that.
But it's okay, because the undead librarians told us we need permission from anyone important, not just from the Medusa. So you could still give us permission.
Well, if you think it would help, what is it you want inside the Sordid Archives?
I look to Balgor, because I believe he knows what the party wants inside the archives more than I do.
I look at him for a second. Yeah. We're looking for a couple of things, mostly like books maybe about this place, something about something that talks about star dates or star positions for today, and anything really that's helpful to survive here
and to escape, and something about moon children,
that too. Yes.
Do you know anything about this?
Well, you know, the Sordid Archive is truly infinite. It extends in all directions, up, down, north, west, south, and east. But this maze has a way of letting you see only what you need to see. So you'll probably find what you're looking for, if you can get in, that is.
Perfect, and you will help us get in, right? Do I have any paper on me?
Yes, Asus had some, and he made sure to give you paper and writing utensil.
And writing it. So then, quickly scratch down, and then I write his name down.
That should be an E there.
Oh, okay, an E there. Okay, sorry. Common is my second language. connects. Give these adventurers permission to enter the library in search of information that they desire. And I put an X in the line for him to sign.
I just look at him like I know what he's writing.
Yeah. Yes, nod along. Do you also tell me I need to put an E somewhere?
No. That's gonna blow my cover. I just go like, seems fair.
Well, I'm not so sure this will help, but it seems like you really want to go in there, so, you know, that's okay. Maybe the Medusa will be fine with it. Here you go, and he signs your paper.
Perfect.
You guys can also still faintly hear, even from all this distance away, the chimes that are going off inside the Sordid Archives at all times.
I ask the king if he wants anything, and tell him I can offer him some spirits, if that is to his fancy.
Oh, we lizard people can't drink alcohol.
Oh, such a shame. Such a shame. I feel your pain. No.
You seem like a nice person. Yeah. The rest of your people are like you?
Well, they're all dead. They've gone a little mad.
Oh, the ones inside here.
Yeah. How did you stay sane this whole time?
Well, I'm still alive. They were stuffed with papers, and the contents of those papers corrupted them somehow. Really, the only thing keeping them sane are those wretched chimes.
That's good to know.
I lean to Ovak, and I tell him, like, Maybe handle that paper with care.
Yes.
Those chimes are the only thing keeping all the undead in this place from going and doing what undead are wont to do.
Okay, pause. Undead? They are undead?
The Blagnolians are undead.
They're not alive.
Huh. They didn't look that bad.
That's because they are wrapped. Didn't you wonder why they were wrapped up in bandages?
Maybe they were hurt. I didn't think they were dead.
Oh, right.
They did seem crazy, but maybe not dead.
I guess I only have a sense for this because I'm a paladin. It just comes naturally, just looking at something and it's like, oh yeah, that's not alive. They don't have the spark of life in them, Balgor. It's in the eyes. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I would love to meet you again, King. I hope to see you again when we come back.
Well, this is one of the only exits and entrances to the maze that we know of, so you'll
Yes, it is.
Though, how did you come from that direction? And
magic. We stepped on something and it put us here.
Yes. There's a lot of that here.
Okay. I'm making note of that, like, just in case.
Everything can be explained by magic. Alright, so I bow 3 times and then we begin to leave. We're good? And we start the ascent. Wrapping the rope around us again.
I tell him, it was very nice talking to you. So sorry about your people. It wasn't my intention to be rude. I just don't know a lot of things. Okay, bye.
He kind of just stumbles back over to his throne.
What a nice guy.
For funsies, can you guys, on your ascent, roll a athletics check with advantage? Because of the people helping you with the rope.
Okay.
17.
Haha.
Yeah, now Beat that you have a little idea of kind of the pathway down, you can make your way up a little bit quicker. But you are a little unnaturally hungry at the top from just being inside this gallery section of the maze.
I take a swig of my beer that I got from room 105. Not the magic kind. Right. And I explain everything that happened to Athis and Dornov. And show off the permission slip we have.
Careful with that.
Yes.
So you proceed and try to proceed another 20 minutes back towards the way you came.
Mm-hmm.
Things start to look different the further and further you walk, and you end up coming out somewhere you did not expect.
Did I see any of my marks?
That's true.
You tried to follow along on your maze, and you thought you were going the right way.
Huh.
Where did we end up?
You end up in a room that has a sphinx-like statue. It has a crown, but the crown is made out of kind of like a battlements of a city, like walls and like turret towers.
Ooh, I know this one. Whatever she asks, say human.
Is that the ancient Druidic knowledge?
Just a random guy that I met on the town said that.
Okay.
I didn't quite get it.
That's true. What is the maze, natural or artificial made? Can we tell the difference?
It's a little of both. In certain sections, like the entrance halls, you can almost see like faint bits, like part of the walls are made out of petrified people.
Huh.
But like sections like the gallery were definitely seeming far more man-made, or not the gallery. Well, yes, the gallery and the dead wedding are definitely seem more man-made. A lot of it seems to be like designed for a purpose. It's kind of hard to tell where the gardens fit in there, because everything's covered in plant life.
That's a good question, because both of us are dwarves, and while underground,
the floating labyrinth was definitely not like a natural thing.
It was not a natural cave. Okay.
Yes.
But are we still exiting the gallery?
You are still within the gallery, it appears. The long pathway extends back behind you again. So you can try to go back, or you can see what's going on here.
Huh. What do you think, guys? Are there obvious exits around the Sphinx?
There, besides the one that you just came back, there is another exit as well.
So I don't think we'll get to the place that we want to get to if we continue wandering aimlessly through the maze. We should probably exit out here and maybe find information about how the maze works so that we can actually go to the place where we want to go next time, maybe.
Whatever you say, friend.
Let's go. I lived a life on the road.
Tornob's pretty much just along for the ride right now. He's walking. He's looking at the walls for any kind of sturdy metals.
As you kind of are talking and heading towards this room, you hear a loud sigh coming from inside of it and from the direction of this large Sphinx-like statue.
I say, Bagor, shut up.
I haven't said anything.
Then who sighed just now?
Oh, I'm not allowed to sigh?
No.
Fine.
Alright. So is this a statue of a Sphinx, or is this an actual Sphinx?
A little of both.
A little of both. Perfect. Has it noticed us?
Who's talking over there?
A human.
It is I, Ovek Miniroads. And who are you? And as I
my name is Fortuna, the Crown of Night.
Ooh.
If they're the Crown of Night, maybe they know about the Moon Children.
Well, I have a lot of knowledge. But most of it is about one city.
Is a city in this maze by chance?
Well, I don't really know where it is. It got locked away in some hidden storage area of a long forgotten dungeon somewhere.
So you know a lot about this place, except for where it is.
Oh, yes, I know a good amount about Nicopolis.
I have approximate knowledge.
Have you heard the concept of useless knowledge?
You see, Nicopolis was a city on an island in the center of a still black sea. The water of the sea was so still and so black that astronomers aimed their telescopes down at night and read the reflection of the stars in its surface.
Why not just read the stars in the sky?
The futures that they saw in the still lake were always right, and they were used to keep the city safe.
But wouldn't they just be the same as the things in the sky? Because it's a reflection?
Noctopolis avoided all danger for so long as the waters were undisturbed, but even one long, slow, unseen ripple would twist their predictions and expose them to terrible danger.
How can a river be undisturbed if they're in the boat?
Well, because of this, anyone caught fishing was hung from their own hooks, and anyone skipping stones was castrated with the stones that they skipped, no matter how long that took.
Oh.
If that's the case, then what was the point of the navigators if they couldn't navigate through the sea?
They were astronomers.
Then how did they get to the island?
No one came to Nectopolis, and no one ever left. Then one night, something went wrong, and I can't remember what that was.
Real quick, have we found this thing that we're talking to, or are we just talking into a corridor?
No. She is inside this room that you are, like, at the doorway to.
If no one came to the island and no one left, how do you know about it?
Well, I think I used to be from there. You know, I'm just broken. I'm just missing some information, and I feel like if I would get that, maybe it all come together.
Is it an actual crown?
The crown on her head.
Oh, it's a woman, not a sentient crown.
It's a sphinx.
It's a like a sphinx that's like kind of made of stone, kind of not.
It's a some kind of talking sphinx statue. But I also know a little bit about the maze, and maybe if you can answer some questions that I have, then maybe you'll help me unlock the knowledge that I'm missing and give you some information.
I whisper to Bogor and ask, is this a stereotype?
I don't know what that word means, but I think so.
Tell you what, I will tell you a word, and you invent a riddle that word is the answer to.
Remember, human.
Oh my Jesus Christ, we're playing Sphinx Jeopardy.
Done. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, give it.
Isn't it weird that the guy that's just along for the ride is the most excited about this?
The word...
It's a talking statue. It's got to have something in it.
The word is night.
Night?
Wait, I think you said you're going to make up a word.
No, that's the answer to a riddle, and I've forgotten the riddle.
What's the opposite of day?
That doesn't seem like a riddle.
Okay, if you're willing to wait for about half an hour, I can get some.
So when you make up a riddle that the answer is night, I feel like Orvac is too straightforward to make up riddles. Where do stars live?
That's not a very good riddle. You guys just don't seem like you're actually trying.
Okay.
You got this. You got this, Balgor.
How about this? Everybody misses me when I'm gone, but you cannot get any work done while I'm on stage. I don't know. I'm not really good with this. It's like a rocket launch. It goes up, 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 explosions.
There might be something there.
What is this rocket you speak of?
Oh, something that me and the wolf will usually talk about when we're bored.
Your wolves told you about rockets.
They are very bright.
You know, I think your first solution might work out.
Oh, it's good.
Do you have a question about the maze, or about Nyctopolis?
Okay. What's the best question to ask that they will probably know the answer to? Can you explain to us in detail a way to get out of this maze? The whole maze, not just like the small maze in the maze. Does that make sense?
I think so.
How do we get out of the Medusa maze?
Well,
and explain in detail.
I've heard of some sort of painting that links with the outside world. Of a staircase an island. And I've heard of some kind of portal to a desert.
Wait, is the island and deserts outside of the maze?
That's what I hear.
Do you know where either of these are?
Well, I can't really go anywhere, so I don't have a frame of reference.
How do you know so many things, yet no locations? Do you know where you are right now?
Well, I'm in the maze. I'm not in Nyctopolis.
I just go like, yeah, she knows.
If you want an answer to another question, you could invent another riddle for me.
God. At the end of this, it's going to be like such a crappy Sphinx. We're going to come up with the worst riddles. And then like the next adventurers come around. And the Sphinx asks. Okay. Give it to us. We got this.
What do you have? About a riddle for water?
What is wet? Oh, no. Wait. Oh, I know this one. This is an old dwarven riddle. It's how's it go? It goes shoot. Come on. Dornov, you know this one, right?
Yep.
The kind of like kind of the lion claws kind of just like pop out of her paws for a second, and she kind of just growls that you're taking too long.
Oh Jesus Christ.
And then like she immediately like retracts them and says, sorry, I just get frustrated easily. You were saying? Something about water.
What is the opposite of fire?
Okay.
No.
I believe in myself this time. Okay. Home too many, life foremost. Don't put me on fire or I'll be gone fast. Yeah?
Yeah?
Oh yeah, no. Doorknobs is better. Yeah,
she kind of glares at you, but like her demeanor relaxes a little bit when she hears the one from Doorknob. Yes, that's it. That's close. That's yes. What is it that you want to know?
Do you know the moon, children? And where to find them.
Let me double check my notes.
Also, I'm going to have to go soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see what's kind of next to the room that has the moon children. She kind of thinks about that for a second and then says that they might be if you're looking for them, and it seems like you're talking about the Lizard Archives. They might be kidnapped victims of See Me No More. and might
see me no more?
Yes.
Wait, that's the person's name?
Yes.
Can you spell that for us? Is this like a damn it? I don't know what I was expecting. Can you describe CB no more?
Yes.
Oh, he can.
He's often invisible.
I don't know why we're surprised.
Can you describe what he looks like when he's not invisible?
Well, I don't know of many people that have seen him when he's not invisible, but if he hangs out in the Sorid Archives, he might be a lizard man.
Okay, okay. Is there a way for us to see him while he's invisible? Can we break the magic? Let's see, no more. Okay.
But that's probably as good as a stopping point as we can have. Maybe we can start up next time with another riddle or proceeding back into the labyrinth or seeing where this other entrance goes.
We're not going to be happy until she attacks us for a riddle, right?
I can't wait until she asks for a riddle and we give her a pun instead.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I accept a good go. See you guys next week, hopefully.
Yep.
See you.
Yep.
Okay, guys. See you. Bye.
See ya.
Have a good night.